Hello.
Hello. Yes.
Hello, my name is Alex, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and I would like to ask you a
Okay.
few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you
Okay.
registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
Okay, perfect. Just give me a few seconds. Okay, first question from this survey. In which of the following states are you registered to vote?
Arizona.
Arizona, thank you. And what year were you born?
1964.
64. Gotcha. Okay. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Would you probably vote? Are the chances 50 and 50, or do you think you won't vote?
Almost certain to
Okay. If you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
the economy.
Thank you. Now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden? Or like many people, did you skip that one?
I voted for Donald Trump.
Okay. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. Next question. I'm sorry. Some people feel certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means there's no chance you will vote for them, and 100 means you will definitely vote for them. First, Donald Trump from 0 to 100.
100.
Joe Biden from 0 to 100.
Can I go below zero?
Okay, thank you. Well, the only option is from 0 to 100, but I guess you're trying to say 0, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. And thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or Democrat candidate in your district?
Republican.
Thank you. And if the election for United States Senate were held today, would you be voting for Republican Carrie Lake or Democrat Ruben Gallego?
Definitely Carrie Lake.
Thank you. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
Donald Trump and the Republican Party.
Okay, and do you trust them much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Thank you. Okay, please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. First statement says, President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. Do you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with that statement?
Disagree,
Disagree,
because it's not
strongly
true.
or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. Next statement says, President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation rate. You strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, strongly agree.
Okay, is my response that I agree that he's doing it, or am I agreeing that if that were the case, that I'm agreeing with it? I don't understand.
Okay, let me read you the statement.
Because he's not doing any of that.
But that's the question of the survey. Let me read it to you one more time, okay? President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation rates. So do you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with that statement?
Strongly disagree.
Next statement says, President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Do you strongly disagree? Somewhat disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Last statement for this part says, President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Do you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with that statement?
Strongly disagree.
Okay. Let me move to the next page. Okay, I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you disagree or agree that the president should take action to protect them. The first statement says, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
Somewhat disagree.
I'm sorry, what was that again?
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree, thank you. Next statement says, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass background check and are married to American citizens. Do you agree or disagree to that statement?
Disagree.
Strongly disagree, somewhat disagree.
Strongly disagree.
Okay. President Biden, next statement, I'm sorry. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers. Do you agree or disagree to that statement?
Disagree.
Strongly disagree, somewhat disagree.
Strongly disagree.
Last statement for this part says, let's see. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who passed background check, and cannot safely return to their home country due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions. Do you agree or disagree to that statement?
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Thank you. Let me move to the next part. And with a 66% of the survey, so we're almost done, okay?
Okay.
Now, please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform will make you less or more likely to vote for him in the 2024 election. The first program says, a program that keeps family together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions. Most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade are protected from deportation. If President Biden enacted that program, would that make you less or more likely to vote for him in the 2024 election, or would it make no difference one way or the other?
Less likely.
Less likely. Okay, is that much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Much less likely.
Next program, then. A program that keeps family together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation. If the President Biden enacted that program, would that make you less or more likely to vote for him in the 2024 election, or would it make no difference one way or the other?
Less likely.
Less likely, much less likely, somewhat less likely.
Much less likely.
Next program says, a program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Is that, if the President Biden enacted that program, would that make you less or more likely to vote for him in the 2024 election, or would it make no difference one way or the other?
No difference one way or the other.
Okay. Next program says, a program that keeps family together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of who have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. If the President Biden enacted that program, would that make you less or more likely to vote for him in the 2024 election, or would it make no difference one way or the other?
Less likely. Much less likely.
Less likely. Much less likely. Thank you. Next program says, a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home country due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. If President Biden enacted that program, would that make you less or more likely to vote for him in the 2024 election, or would it make no difference one way or the other?
Less likely. Much less likely.
Thank you. We're almost at 70%. Next program says, a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. If President Biden enacted that program, will that make you less or more likely to vote for him in the 2024 election, or would it make no difference in one way or the other?
Much less likely.
Much less likely. Thank you. Mm-hmm. A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. If President Biden enacted that program, would that make you less or more likely to vote for him in the 2024 election, or would it make no difference one way or the other?
Less likely. Much less likely.
Much less likely. Okay. Now, please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about that?
Not at all concerned.
Next, says Donald Trump, and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our community. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about that?
I'm Hispanic. Not at all concerned.
Not at all? Okay. Now, Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for over a decade. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about that?
Very concerned.
Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near to the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about that?
Not at all concerned.
Next step, Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fails to deliver once they have won. Are you concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about that?
Not at all concerned.
Okay. We're almost done. We're at almost 80%. Okay. Now, I'm going to read you the different approaches former President Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration. And I would like you, for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. Now, Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Then Joe Biden said we must create an orderly and secure process at border. Now, which approach comes closer to your own view when it comes to immigration? Former President, President Trump's or President Biden?
President Trump.
President Trump. Is that much closer or somewhat closer?
Much closer.
And after hearing some information, let me ask you again about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. As best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your relationship to them? Are they your family member, friend, coworker, or acquaintances?
Acquaintances.
Thank you. In a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? Fox News channel or website, Instagram, WhatsApp, YouTube, Univision, or Telemundo, the Spanish language radio program, Facebook, OAM, or Newsmax, MSNBC, and CNN, or other major news network channels or websites, TikTok?
A combination of those.
I'm sorry?
A combination of those. Or do you need to know which specific ones? Or
the most specific ones, yes.
So websites?
Websites like?
Podcasts. So websites like Breitbart, The Federalist, Google News.
Gotcha. Finally, I would like to ask you just a few questions for statistical purposes. With at 85%, from which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
Bolivia.
I'm sorry?
Bolivia.
Bolivia. So that's South America. Yeah, that's South America. Okay.
Yes.
Bolivia. Were you born on the United States mainland, on the island of Puerto Rico, or in another country?
I was born in the United States.
Thank you. Were either of your parents born on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
Both my parents were born in Bolivia.
Got it. What language do you primarily speak in your home? Always Spanish, more Spanish than English, Spanish and English equally, more English than Spanish, always English, or something else?
Maybe 80-20 English-Spanish.
I'm sorry? What was that again?
Mostly English, some Spanish.
More English than Spanish?
Yes.
Gotcha. Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
I think of myself as a conservative.
I'm sorry?
I think of myself as a conservative.
Thank you. Let's see. Okay, do you think of yourself, do you think of yourself as closer to the Republican or the Democratic Party?
Well, I guess the Republicans, because Democrats used to be conservative, but they aren't anymore, so.
Thank you. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Conservative.
Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, from 1st to 11th grade, high school graduate, vocational or technical school, some college but no degree, associate degree, four-year college graduate, or bachelor's?
I have a bachelor's degree. Bachelor's degree.
Thank you. What is the religion? What is your religion?
I'm a Christian.
Christian, thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Luis, L-U-I-S.
Thank you. Okay, thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way? We can we know that you are interested in a follow-up research study and
sure.
that we might contact you in the future?
Sure, no problem.
Thank you. Okay, Luis, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and have a great evening.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye now. Thank you. Hmm.